Hare brings a challenge to all of
us.
The challenge ahead of all of us is, can we actually absorb the Vaishnava culture?
Izazov koji leži ispred svih nas je taj da li smo u stanju da apsorbujemo vajšnavsku kulturu.
Can we become devotees of substance or will we be devotees of the shadow?
Da li ćemo da postanemo bhakti koji nose u sebi tu suštinu ili ćemo postati sjenka bhakti?
This substance, I mean the real thing.
Pod tim suština mislim na pravu stvar.
This shadow, I mean a reflection which only looks like the real thing.
A pod sjenkom mislim samo na odraz koji samo izgleda kao prava stvar.
So when I say, can we become real, can we become substantial Vaishnavas, I mean real Vaishnavas, who are different than people who look like Vaishnavas, but who really have not absorbed the deeper meanings of Vaishnavism.
Kada kažem pravi bhakti, onda stvarno mislim na pravi koji nosi suštinu i koji su uspjeli da apsorbuju tu suštinu i povijesti.
There are of course many definitions of what is a Vaishnava.
Dakle, postoje različite definicije toga šta je Vaishnava.
But today I want to tell you one little lesson of what a Vaishnava is, which I received a few days ago in Vrindavan from a widow.
Danas ću vam dati jednu definiciju Vaishnave koju sam nedavno čuo od jedne udovice u Vrindavanu.
She was a simple vegetable merchant.
Ona je bila jednostavni trgovac sa povrćem.
She had her old, she had her vegetables on an old cart, which had four bicycle wheels and was a little bit like a table, you know, like they have in India. And she went through the back lanes, the dusty back lanes of Vrindavan, shouting, Sabji, Sabji, Sabji.
Ona je imala jednostavna kolica koja su izvedila kao jedan sto sa četiri kotača od bicikla i onda je ona vozila tu, ta svoja mala kolica kroz polja Vrindavana i vikala Sabji, Sabji.
Sabji means vegetable, no?
Sabji znači
She got my sight and my ear, because I was also walking that same back lane, and I was coming close to this lady.
I ona je nekako uhvatila i moj pogled i uho, zato što sam im hodao istim poljem i nekako smo se sreli.
She was so poor.
Da je tako siromašna.
And it was clear that her life, material life, depended on the sales of these few vegetables. A few potatoes which were on her mobile sales table or whatever it is. Yeah.
I bilo je očigledno da njen materijalni život ovisi o tome, o prodaji tih nekoliko krompira koje je nosila na tom svom pokretnom stolu za prodaju.
All of a sudden a monkey came.
I odjednom je došao majmun.
Jumped on her sales table and disappeared with an eggplant in his mouth.
Iskočio je na njen star stol i pobjegao sa viđenom ustima.
The old lady was shocked.
I ova stara dama je bila šokirana.
And she made a sound like
i napravila ovaj zvuk
to scare the monkey away.
Kako bi uplašila i otjerala tog majmuna.
But then all of a sudden she broke out into a beautiful laughter.
Ali odjednom je počela da se predivno smije.
And I knew why she was laughing.
I znam zašto se smijala.
She was thinking of Krishna.
Zato što je mislila na Krishnu.
So I said at that time, Mataji, this is Krishna's monkey.
I ja sam onda rekao, Mataji, ovo je Krishnin majmun.
And she said back in simple Hindi words, Krishna, big child. Krishna is a big thief. What do you expect of this monkey?
Jer tada rekla nejednostavnim Hindi riječima, dakle, Krishna je jedan veliki kraljevac, šta da očekujemo od njegovih majmuna?
Krishna je stolen na
heart. Krishna je ukrao njeno srce.
He's a big thief.
On je veliki kraljevac.
What do you expect of this monkey servant?
I šta onda da očekujemo od njegovih sluga majmuna?
And then she laughed.
I onda se tako smijala.
And I laughed. And we felt this is Vrindavan.
Osjećali smo ovo je Vrindavan.
To remember Krishna.
Sjećati se Krishna.
And to think of our relationship with Krishna.
I razmišljati o svom odnosu sa Krishnom.
Over the last year I have given many classes. And I think of all the many things I wanted to say in so many words. This what I will tell you now is the essence.
Tokom prethodne godine sam dao mnogo lekcija i ono što sam želio da kažem putem tih lekcija sa puno riječi, sada ću vam reći nešto što je sama esencija srž toga.
We all have a relationship to Krishna.
Mi svi imamo odnos sa Krishnom.
A unique relationship.
Jedinstven odnos.
This relationship has been forgotten, but it is not broken.
Taj odnos je zaboravljen, ali on nije prekinut.
And Krishna consciousness means to simply return to that relationship, that forgotten relationship, and revive it so that fresh life flows again in it.
I svjesnost Krishna znači vratite se tom odnosu i vratiti novi svježi život u njega, tom odnosu koji nije prekinut.
If you don't understand this, you are a shadow devotee.
Ako ovo ne shvatite, onda ste vi sjenka Bhakti.
You will simply try to replace that one relationship with so many other relationships.
Jednostavno ćete pokušavati da nadomjestite taj jedan odnos sa tako puno drugih odnosa.
And you will at the end be frustrated and not fulfilled.
I na kraju ćete biti frustrirani i nećete biti ispunjeni.
Krishna has done something for us to revive that relationship.
Krishna je učinio nešto od nas za nas kako bismo oživjeli taj odnos.
He has given one, two types of mercy.
Dao je dvije vrste milosti.
One of the types of mercy is a little bit a cheating mercy.
Jedna vrsta milosti je, možete reći, nešto kao prevara od milosti.
And the second type of mercy that Krishna has given for us to return to this relationship is His real mercy.
A druga vrsta milosti koju nam je Krishna dao kako bismo se vratili tom odnosu je prava, stvarna vrsta milosti.
I now know at this moment you are not understanding me and I will speak now very clearly to you.
Znam da na ovom momentu možda ne razumijete, ali za trenutak ću vam jako jasno da objasnim.
There is one Maya Mayi Kripa of Krishna.
Postoji Maya Mayi Kripa, Krishna Kripa.
And Svarup Shakti Kripa.
I Svarup Shakti.
Maya Mayi Kripa means the mercy which manifests this universe.
Maya Mayi Kripa je milost koja manifestuje ovaj univerzum.
With all the different planetary systems.
Sa svim različitim planetarnim sistemima.
Doors are for closing as far as I know. Can you take care? You understand, I think, my thought that the children should have their area and so, Mama Muni, please use your good brain like always. Yes. Krishna, out of His mercy, manifests this universe.
Krishna iz svoje milosti manifestuje ovaj univerzum.
This water.
Sa vodom.
Earth.
Zemljom.
Air.
Zrakom.
Our material bodies.
Sa
našim materijalnim tijelima. And we absolutely need this mercy to live.
I ova milost nam je apsolutno neophodna kako bismo živjeli.
What would you do without the air?
Šta biste uradili bez zraka?
Most probably we would all die.
Najvjerovatnije bismo svi umrli.
So Krishna in His mercy has manifested this universe so that we can be maintained properly.
I Krishna je svoje milosti manifestirao ovaj svijet kako bismo mogli da budemo pravilno održavani.
But if we only take this mercy, we will stay in this universe.
Ali ako prihvatimo samo ovu milost, onda ćemo i ostati u ovom univerzumu.
Yesterday one devotee said, finally I found a good job.
Juče je jedan bhakta rekao, konačno sam pronašao pravi posao.
This is the material mercy of Krishna.
To je materijalna milost.
It is necessary for us to function.
I ona nam je neophodna kako bismo funkcionisali.
But if we remain limited to accepting this type of mercy, we will not be able to enter into our forgotten relationship.
Ali ako ostanemo ograničeni u ovoj vrsti milosti, nećemo moći da uđemo, da se ponovo vratimo u tom našem zaboravljenom odnosu.
If we just accept Krishna's mercy in the form of a good job and enough euros and kisses of affection on our cheeks.
Ako budemo zadovoljeni samo sa milošću Krišne u obliku dobrog posla, dovoljno eura ili dovoljno poljubac koji smo dobri sa naklonošću,
we will remain in this universe.
Ostaćemo u ovom univerzumu.
Birth after birth after birth.
Rođenje za rođenjem za rođenjem.
So Krishna has given another mercy.
I zato je Krishna dao drugu vrstu milosti.
It's a mercy which comes down from the spiritual world.
To je milost koja silazi iz duhovnog svijeta.
His holy names.
Sva sveta imena.
The scriptures.
Spise.
And holy places like Vrindavan. And only if we accept this mercy of Krishna can we leave this universe and again join Krishna in the spiritual world.
I ako prihvatimo, samo ako prihvatimo ovu vrstu milosti, možemo se pridružiti Krishna u duhovnom
svijetu. Catholic Christians, they measure God's mercy in the form of maya mayi kripa.
Katolički kršćani, oni mjere Božju milost samo u kontekstu maja na ikvite.
They say you are a good Christian if you have been rewarded by God with a nice car and a good family situation, then you can know you have the mercy of God.
Oni kažu, možeš znati da imaš milost gospodina ako imaš dobar posao i dobru porodičnu situaciju.
Vaishnava think differently.
Vaishnava razmišlja na drugačiji način.
They think only if I have, if I can chant the names of God with ecstasy in my heart.
On razmišlja samo ako mogu da mantram imena gospodina sa ekstazom u srcu.
And only when I love Krishna or feel affection for him, then I am rewarded.
Samo ako imam ljubav prema Krišni, ako osjećam u svom srcu, tada to znači da sam dobio naklonost Boga.
The material mercy is not so important for a devotee as the is the spiritual mercy of Krishna.
Materijalna milost Krišne nije toliko bitna za Bhaktu koliko je njegova duhovna milost.
In fact, he sometimes thinks it is good for spiritual life if I'm not materially so entangled.
On čak ponekad razmišlja za moju duhovnost je čak i dobro ako nisam toliko materijalno upleten.
The greatest queen of history, Queen Kunti, has prayed like this.
Najveća kraljica istorije, kraljica Kunti, se molila na ovaj način.
She has said that those who are blinded with material wealth, eye, parentage, physical beauty.
Ona je rekla, oni koji su obdareni sa bogatstvom, sa visokim dobrim porijeklom, sa tjelesnom ljepotom.
And those who have a high education, they cannot turn to you, my Lord, with deep feelings.
I oni koji imaju jako dobro obrazovanje, oni se ne mogu okrenuti tebi, gospodin, sa jako dobrim osjećanjima.
They are materially in the field.
Oni imaju iskustvo materijalne groznice.
The fever of illusion.
Groznice iluzije.
The fever which comes by your maya mayini kripa.
Groznice koja dolazi od tvoje maya mayini kripe.
And she says, I want that these things are taken away from me.
I ona govori, želim da te stvari, da mi ih uzmeš.
Because I want you.
Zato što želim tebe.
I want your love.
Želim tvoju ljubav.
I just do not want to be diverted from you, taking shelter in you.
zaista ne želim da budem smetena u uzimanju utočišta od tebe.
So, Krishna consciousness in one word is about entering a loving relationship with Krishna.
Svjesnost Krishne je jednom riječu ulazak u taj ljubavni odnos sa Krishnom.
Sometimes devotees come to me and say they are disappointed with Krishna consciousness because the society of devotees has disappointed them.
Nekad dolaze bhakti i govore kako su razočarani sa svjesnošću Krishne zato što ih je društvo bhakta na neki način razočarali.
But I'm always telling them that this, you know, this is not the essence of Krishna consciousness, what your neighbor does or does not do.
Ja im uvijek kažem, svjesnost Krišne se ne radi o tome šta tvoji susjedi rade ili ne rade.
Krishna consciousness is not something between you and your neighbor, devotee.
Svjesnost Krišne nije, ne dešava se između tebe i onog bhakti pored tebe.
Krishna consciousness is what is going on between you and God.
Svjesnost Krišne znači šta se dešava između tebe i Boga.
Is the relationship alive?
Da li je taj odnos živ?
Or is it theoretical?
Ili je to teoretski odnos?
Is something, is there an exchange going on in this relationship?
Da li se u tom odnosu dešava neka razmjena?
Do you sometimes ask something of Krishna?
Da li ponekad nešto pitaš Krishna, tražiš od njega?
And do you hear his answers?
Da li čuješ njegove odgovore?
Is it an active relationship?
Da li je to aktivan odnos?
Or is Krishna just a nice picture on the wall painted in bright colors?
Ili je Krishna samo slika na zidu koja je naslikana sa svjetlim bojama?
This is a question which we have to ask.
To je pitanje koje trebamo da postavimo.
I think the old woman in Vrindavan has an answer to these questions.
Mislim da ova starica iz Vrindavana ima odgovor na ova pitanja.
She talks to Krishna.
Ona priča sa Krishnom.
She laughs about him and his monkeys.
I ona se smije, i ona mu se smije njegovim majmunima.
She has a relationship.
Ona ima odnos.
And a relationship where, I should say, relationship traffic is going on.
I to je odnos u kojem mogu reći da se dešava neka razmjena.
A relationship where mutual visits
I to je odnos u kojem jedno drugo posjećuje.
Relationships where gifts are given and received.
To je odnos u kojem se daju darovi i gdje se darovi primaju.
This is very important.
To je jako važno.
It is said in by one associate of Lord Chaitanya, his name is Jagadananda Pandit. Yes, that the living entity is wandering from one species of life in the circle of birth and death.
Jedan od pratilaca čitanja Mahaprabhu Jagannatha Pandit je rekao kako živo biće prolazi kroz razne oblike života.
I think you know there are these 8,400,000 forms of life which are like houses for the living entity.
Mislim da znate da postoje tih 8 miliona čestice tijada životnih vrsta koji su poput kuće za živu biće.
The living entity is going to these houses like a gypsy who goes today, they go with trumpets and tum 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 to beg something.
Mislim, živo biće odlazi u te različite kuće poput ciglana koji recimo danas idu po ulici sa ovim trubama i bubnjevima i prosim.
Yes, trubama, yes. The living entity goes through these life forms to beg for some enjoyment.
Na isti način živo biće prolazi kroz te kuće kako bi prosio za uživanje.
We enter the human house at one point of human rewarding experiences.
Mi ulazimo u kuću koja je ljudski oblik života i onda želimo ljudska vrsta iskustva.
We beg at the doors of 8,400,000 life forms.
Mi prosimo na vratima tih 8,400,000 životnih oblika.
And we remain hungry, so hungry for love. So when the living entity finally meets a bona fide sadhu, a bona fide devotee,
I kada konačno živo biće sretne istinskog sadhva, istinskog bhaktu,
he is informed about his relationship to Krishna.
I on tada dobija informaciju o svom odnosu sa Krishnom.
And at that time he understands, my God, I was trying to become happy in so many material relationships.
I on tada pomisli, ja sam pokušao da budem sretan u tako puno materijalnih odnosa.
Oh, Maya!
Avai.
Avai, yes. Avai. My Lord, I have forgotten you for so many long years.
Moj gospodine, ja sam te zaboravio toliko dugo vremena.
And instead I have become a try to become happy in this material world.
I za to vrijeme sam pokušavao da budem sretan u ovom materijalnom svijetu.
But I have remained a hungry beggar.
Ali sam ostao gladni prosjak.
Today I'm turning to you.
Danas se okrećem tebi.
Now it is said when someone comes to this turning point, something happens.
I rečeno je kada osoba dođe do te prekretnice, nešto se dešava.
A turning point is a point where you turn around and correct your way.
Prekretnica je nešto, jedna tačka u kojoj se okrećemo i da ispravljamo svoj put, prepravljamo.
This turning point, every one of us has to come to.
I svako od nas treba da dođe do te prekretnice.
The moment he turns to Krishna, Krishna gives him snaga, duhovna snaga.
I u momentu kada osoba dođe do te prekretnice, Krishna mu daje snagu, duhovnu snagu.
Duhovnu snagu, and then he becomes, let me say, protected from Maya's influence.
I tada osoba postaje zaštićena od utjecaja Maje.
I have a surprise for you.
Imam iznenađenje za vas.
For someone who is really interested in Krishna consciousness, Krishna always will bring him to this turning point.
Za osobu koja je zaista zainteresovana za Krishna, on će ga uvijek dovoditi do ove prekretnice.
It's a point where you arrive when you recognize without Krishna's help, I'm helpless.
To je moment kada razmišljamo bez Krišnine pomoći, ja sam bez pomoći.
Then you can turn to Krishna.
I u tom trenutku se možete okrenuti Krišnine.
And in order to come to this point, one very powerful mystical experience is given to the serious devotees.
Ozbiljnim baktama, kako bi došli do ove prekretnice, dato jedno mistično iskustvo.
But only very few can recognize this experience as something helpful for them.
Ali samo rijetki mogu da prepoznaju to iskustvo kao nešto što će im biti u pomoći.
The experience is like this.
Iskustvo izgleda ovako.
You try with your spiritual process, let us say mantra, chanting,
sa svojim duhovnim procesom, na primjer mantranjem mantri,
and renunciation for material pleasures,
i odvojenosti od materijalnih uživanja, pokušavate da napredujete,
and everything seems to go well,
i sve izgleda kao da ide dobro,
until you hit a wall,
dok ne udarite u zid,
and you see how weak you are on your own.
I onda vidite kako ste slabi sami,
how totally attached you are,
kako ste apsolutno vezani.
How groovy you are, Mr. Tupko.
Koliko ste groovy i tupi.
And you are surprised.
Iznenađeni ste.
I was not like this before. I was a little cultured.
Zar ja nisam baš bio ovakav prije, bio sam malo kulturniji.
Prahlad Maharaj describes this mystical experience in a beautiful way.
Prahlad Maharaj opisuje ovo mistično iskustvo na predivan način.
He says when the devotee is purifying his consciousness, all of a sudden, all his material weaknesses, which he thought he had overcome, are rising before him as high as the Himalayan mountains.
I on kaže, bhakta koji pokušava da pročišćava svoju svjesnost, dolazi do tog momenta da sve vezanosti koje misli da je čak i prevazišao, odjednom počinju da izlaze ispred njega i izgledaju poput planine Himalaja.
The devotee is surprised.
Bhakta je iznenađen.
What?
What?
And he knows, I cannot cross that mountain alone. Now at this stage, people come to two turning points. One of two turning points.
I u ovom stadiju osoba dolazi do momenta gdje se može odlučiti na dva načina.
One is they return to their material light.
Jedna odluka da se okrenu u svom materijalnom životu.
Back to my home. About 80% of the Hare Krishna people do this. They may not physically go back to their material life because there's nothing left of their material life.
Možda nije da se fizički vrati svom materijalnom životu, jer obično nije ništa ni ostalo od njihovog materijalnog života.
But in their consciousness they begin to make compromises and be satisfied with a less than ideal situation in spiritual life.
Ali u svojoj svjesnosti počnu da pravi kompromise i da budu zadovoljni sa manje idealnim uslovima za njihov duhovni život.
There's a second turning point.
A postoji druga vrsta odluke.
That is not returning to material consciousness.
Znači, u tom slučaju se oni ne vraćaju u materijalnu svjesnost.
It's the turning point which I really want you to understand.
To je jedan moment koji zaista želim da shvatite.
It's you when you understand I can't cross over my material difficulties alone.
A to je moment kada shvatite ja ne mogu da prevaziđem svoje poteškoće sam.
I really don't want to go back to material life. It's so boring.
Ali zaista ne želim da se vratim u materijalni život. To je tako dosadno.
It would be such a defeat.
To bi bio takav poraz.
Now I sincerely try to learn about Krishna.
Sada ću da se najiskrenije vratim, okrenem pomoći Krishne.
And the moment Krishna sees that a devotee turns to this turning point, his heart melts with mercy.
I u tom momentu kada Krišna vidi da se osoba okreće takvoj vrsti odluke, njegovo srce se počinje topiti od milosti.
And he gives the devotee transcendental strength.
I on tada bhakti daje transcendentalnu snagu.
He's like this. Oh, my devotee sees now the weaknesses turning up before him.
I on onda razmišlja, hopa, moj bhakti, on sada vidi kako njegove slabosti izlaze ispred njega.
What will he do now?
Šta će sada uraditi?
Will he finally understand that he has to turn to our relationship?
Da će konačno da shvati da treba da se okrene u našem odnosu?
Yes, this is all now that the body turns back to
materiality. I onda vidi, ovo ne, ovaj bata se vraća u svom materijalnom životu.
But when he sees that the body has come to this wall, which he cannot cross on his own strength, and now turns to Krishna. Krishna goes,
i Krišna reaguje na ovaj način dobro kada vidi da Bhakta u tom momentu da dođe do zida okreće se Krišnim odnosom.
And at that moment when the devotee turns there, something happens on the still lake of Krishna's heart.
I u tom momentu kada se Bhakta okrene Krišni, nešto se desi na tom mirnom jezeru Krišninom srcu.
A wave builds up.
Počne da se penje jedan val.
Like a tsunami wave.
Poput vala tsunamija.
Becomes higher and higher.
Zraste se više i više.
And then it flows towards the devotees with a lot of strength.
I onda počne da teče ka bhakti sa puno snage.
It's the wave of Krishna's mercy.
To je talas Krishna's milosti.
And that will take this mountain of weakness away like a piece of straw.
I taj talas će da odnese tu planinu slabosti poput jedne slamke.
I really want to encourage you as you advance in your spiritual life and you come to this point where you see things are not as easy as you thought.
Želim vas ohrabriti da kada u svojim životima dođete do te tačke kada pomislite da stvari nisu tako lake kako ste zamišljali.
Turn to Krishna.
Okrenite se Krišni.
Don't turn away from Krishna.
Nemojte se okrenuti od Krišne.
Don't disappoint Krishna.
Nemojte razočarati Krišnu.
He has put this wall before you to help you to turn to Him.
On je stavio taj zid ispred vas kako bi vam pomogao da se okrenete oko njega.
At that time, when you want to turn to Krishna, you need strong association.
I u tom momentu kada želite da se okrenete Krišni, potrebna vam je jako društvo.
You need the association of sadhus.
Potrebno vam je društvo sadhua.
What is a sadhu?
Šta je sadhu?
The Sanskrit definition is, I've written it down. Sadhu noti sadhaya iti sadhu. Those who are practicing bhajan and make others do bhajan are called sadhus. And make others do bhajan, they are called sadhus.
Znači, oni koji izvode bhajan i čine da drugi isto tako izvode bhajan, to su sadhus.
Sadhu is someone who has practical experience in bhajan or spiritual practice.
Znači, sadhu je neko ko ima praktično iskustvo u svojoj duhovnoj praksi.
And in his association you feel inspired. Let me also do this.
I to je osoba u čijem društvu pomislite, hajde da i ja isto to radim.
And the moment you do serious spiritual practice, your worldliness will evaporate.
I u momentu kada radite ozbiljnu duhovnu praksu, vaš materializam će da ispari.
But if you don't do serious spiritual practice, your worldliness will increase.
Ali ako ne radite, ako nemate tu ozbiljnu duhovnu praksu, vaša ta svetonost će da poraste.
I think this new center is an opportunity for us to grow a little bit spiritually.
Mislim da je ovaj centar prilika za sve nas da rastemo na duhovni način.
Some of us might need to go home and wash their old cloth a little bit.
Neki od nas će možda morati da odu u kući da malo operu svoju odjeću.
Some might think, well, I might have to lose a few kilos now because I'm getting too much covered by the old cloth.
Neki od vas će možda da pomisli, pa morat ću sada da smršam nekoliko kilograma da skinem malo tamaca sa sebe.
I cannot be in Tamagun any longer.
Ne mogu više biti u Tamagun.
This center offers me a good chance to offer some very good service.
Ovaj centar mi daje priliku da ponudim neku jako lijepu službu.
I think we all saw this yesterday, how many nice people are attracted to Krishna consciousness.
Mislim da smo to vidjeli juče, koliko je finih ljudi privučeno sa svjesnošću Krishna.
Dheeraj and myself died 1 million deaths yesterday because the sound was so bad.
Dheeraj i ja smo milion puta umrli juče zato što je ozvučenje bilo tako loše.
It was the worst sound system in the history of man.
Najgore ozvučenje u historiji čovečanstva.
But the people didn't mind.
Ali ljudima to nije smetalo.
Did you notice?
Jeste li primijetili?
At the end, Nikunirasa says, it's time for Radhisyam. Radhisyam! Did you notice?
Na kraju je Nikunja rekla, sad trebamo svi da kažemo Radhisyam, svi su to napravili.
People are very interested.
Ljudi su jako zainteresovani.
In the real thing.
Za pravu stvar.
Not in the shadow.
Ne za sjenku.
They have enough shadow.
Imali su dovoljno sjenku.
They want substance.
Suštinu.
Spiritual substance.
Duhovnu suštinu.
And that means we have to become substantial devotees.
To znači da trebamo da postanemo bhakte koji imaju tu suštinu.
We have to cross that wall, that Himalaya mountain.
Moramo da pređemo taj zid, tu planinu Himalaya.
Not on our own strength.
Ali ne sa pomoć svoje sobstvene snage.
But by turning to Krishna.
Nego okreću se ka Krishna.
And my dear devotees, the moment you do this, you will see miracles in your life.
I moji dragi bhakti, u momentu kada to uradite, vidjet ćete čuda kako se dešavaju.
Do you know that you have a great energy in your heart?
Da li znate da imate ogromnu energiju u vašim srcima?
It's an energy which waits to be released, Hari Mohan.
to je energija koja čeka da bude oslobođena.
In Sanskrit this energy is called dasas, dasatva.
Na sanskritu se ta energija zove dasa.
Yes.
Šta je to? Slušajte.
It's the quality of bhakti.
To je kvaliteta bhakti koja se nalazi u vašim srcima.
It's there within every living entity like fire is in a match.
Ona se nalazi u svakom živom biću kao što se vatra nalazi u šibici.
It can grow or it can die.
Ona može da raste, a može i da umre.
When I have a little match.
Kada imam malu šibicu.
Šibicu? Do you have a šibicu? No. Sorry, no šibicu? This fire can become as big as to burn a whole village.
Ta vatra može da postane toliko velika da može da spali čitavo selo.
Or it could become so big to burn all of Beograd.
I može postati toliko velika da može da spali čitav Beograd.
This happened once. A little fire from a shibica became so big that it burned Chicago.
To se jednom i desilo da
tamo... And one burned
To se jednom čak i desilo da jedna tako mala šibica spalila čitav Chicago, jednom se to desilo i u Londonu.
But it's just in a match, it's very small, but when the fire expands, it becomes more powerful.
Da se nalazi u toj širici, onda je ona tako malena, ali onda može isto tako da se poraste.
So this quality of bhakti can grow.
Znači, ta kvaliteta bhakti može da raste.
Now comes a little philosophy, don't worry. When we relate to Narayan, with all due respect, we have a little distance from God, and the fire of bhakti can't grow so strong.
Sada dolazi malo filozofije, nemojte brinuti, znači kada se okrećemo prema Narayan, kada imamo taj odnos strahopoštovanja i ta kvaliteta bhakti ne može da raste.
When we relate to the impersonal Brahman, the big energy, the fire is extinguished as if sand is thrown on it. As if sand is thrown on it.
A kada se obraćamo prema Brahmanu, impersonalnom Brahmanu, onda ta kvaliteta se u potpunosti gasi, isto kao da smo bacili pjesak na nju.
But if we relate to beautiful Krishna in Vrindavan, it can grow so strong.
Ali kada se obratimo predivnom Krišnu i Vrindavanu, ona može da naraste i da bude tako jaka.
The fire of bhakti always grows or is extinguished in a relationship.
Vatra bhakti, ona može da ili raste ili da bude ugašena samo u kontekstu odnosa.
I have a desire.
Ja imam želju.
I want to see all of you ablaze.
Želim da vidim sve vas u požaru.
In a flame of bhakti.
Vatri bhakti.
With a nice effulgence.
Sa predivnim sjajem.
But then when people see you on the street, they go, something is different to this person.
I kada vas ljudi vide na ulici da kažu, pa nešto je potpuno drugačije u ovoj osobi.
Some of you now look a little extinguished.
Neki od vas sada izgledaju malo ugašeno.
Little thing.
Malo pjesko.
But there should be no reason.
Ali nema razloga za to.
You should develop your relationship with Krishna.
Trebate razviti svoj odnos sa Krishnom.
And then the fire of bhakti will increase.
I tada će vatra bhakti da poraste.
I remember once Prabhupada was on a morning walk, let me remember, yes, in San Francisco. San Francisco.
Sjećam se, jednom je Prabhupada bio na jutarnjoj šetnji u San Francisco.
And a police car was driving behind him.
I iza njega se vozio jedan policijski auto.
Then the police officer came out of the police car, running before Prabhupada.
Yeah.
Sir, do you know that you are shining?
Rezultat, trčao iz kola i krenuo za Prabhupada, znate da vi sjajite.
Vi sjajite? You are shining, wonderful. So I think this would be nice if the police of Belgrade would stop all of you. Oh, Surasham, do you know that you are shining?
Mislim kako je bilo to predivno kada belgijska policija trčala za vama i govorila Sureša, jel znaš da sjajiš?
Oh, Diraš, you are shining.
Oh, Diraš, pa ti sjajiš.
That happens when you start to relate to Krishna.
To se dešava kada počnete da uspostavljate odnos sa Krishnom.
Then the small fire of bhakti which is within everyone will increase.
To se dešava kada se ta mala vatra bhakti počne da povećava.
And it will, but this is, I want to really repeat that this is only possible if you actively enter into a relationship with Krishna.
Ali želim da ponovim, to se može desiti samo ako aktivno uđete u odnos sa Krishnom.
Don't worry so much what your neighbor devotee will think.
Nemojte puno brinuti o tome šta će tvoj susjed bhakta da misli.
Don't become so concerned what your neighbor devotee does or does not do.
Nemoj biti toliko zabrinut šta bhakta pored tebe radi ili ne radi.
Krishna radi, ne radi. You are playing wonderful. it's really about your own relationship to Krishna.
Tu se zaista radi o tvom odnosu sa Krishnom.
It's not true that bhakti only means relationship with humans.
Nije istina da bhakti znači samo odnos sa ljudima.
Bhakti means the relationship with God.
Bhakti znači odnos sa Bogom.
And when that comes out, it's like a fire starts and it does not end.
I kada to izađe, to je kao da vatra počne i nikada se ne ugasi.
I was so happy to see that in that old lady of Vrindavan, of the back lane of Vrindavan.
I bio sam tako sretan kada sam to vidio u ovoj ženi, starci u Vrindavan.
The monkey stole her vegetables and she needed her vegetables.
Taj majmun je ukrao njene knjino povrće koje ona trebala.
But because she was so much in her relationship with Krishna, she saw everything in terms of Krishna's doing.
I pošto je bila toliko u odnosu sa Krishnom, ona je sve vidjela u tom kontekstu sa Krishnom djelovanjem.
And she could understand that everything and everyone moves under Krishna's sweet control, including the maimon.
I ona je mogla shvatiti da se sve dešava pod Krishnom kontrolom, čak i maimon.
Of course, she had come to this realization after she had completed a few cycles in her life.
Naravno, ona je došla do te spoznaje nakon što je završila nekoliko ciklusa u svom životu.
I pray that the cyclus of material involvement is soon over for most of you.
Ja molim se zato da se taj materijalni ciklus, vaš materijalni ciklus, brzo završi.
And that your cyclus of relating with Krishna is soon beginning in earnestness.
I da će taj ciklus vašeg odnosa sa Krishnom uskoro početi u svojoj snazi.
I think many of you are just a few centimeters away from this cycle, this spiritual cycle.
I mislim da su mnogi od vas samo nekoliko centimetara od tog ciklusa odnosa sa Krishnom.
Please don't become discouraged if you see your own weaknesses.
Molim vas, nemojte postati obeshrabreni kada vidite svoje slabosti.
It's an important mystical experience to see that.
To je jako važno mistično iskustvo koje je neophodno
vidjeti. It's important so that you can see that it's really necessary for you to turn for higher help.
I mislim da je to jako važno kako biste mogli da shvatite da je potrebno da se okrenete toj višoj milosti, višoj pomoći.
Vishvanatha Chakravarti Thakur says that Krishna sometimes makes known to the devotee the amount of material entanglement which is possible.
Vishvanatha Chakravarti Thakur kaže da Krishna nekad da bhakti do znanja koliko je jako ta materijalna zapletenost.
And he gives an example of an important holy place in Vrindavan which I visited this year.
I daje primjer jednog jako važnog svetog mjesta u Vrindavanu kojeg sam ove godine posjetio.
There is one place at the banks of the river Jamuna where you will find many people selling little balls of clay.
To se mjesto nalazi na obali Jamune gdje možete da sretnete jako puno ljudi koji prodaju male kuglice gline.
And the price is extraordinarily high, 15 rupees for one ball of clay. So you wonder, why is it so expensive?
I cijena je jako visoka i ta jedna kuglica gline košta 15 rupija. Onda se pitate zašto je ona tako skupa.
And the sales people will tell you, this is the clay which Krishna made.
I onda će vam ovi prodavači reći, ova glina je tako skupa zato što je nju Krishna djela.
And they will tell you, the people will tell you a story.
I ovi ljudi će vam ispričati priču.
Once they say, Mother Yashoda was approached by the little friends of Krishna.
Jednom prilikom su majci Yashodu prišli mali prijatelji.
O queen of Vrindavan, your son has eaten dirt. We have seen him. When Balaram came, I also saw Krishna eat dirt. So Yashoda called Krishna. Have you eaten bread? Show your
mouth.
Krishna opened his mouth.
Then Krishna
otvorio usta. And the Yashoda had a little mouth. And she saw all the planets. All the universes. Time. And herself. Asking Krishna to open her mouth. And they showed her, thought, my God, my son is under the control of a magician. Then she looked again. There it was, the whole universe. In Krishna's mind. Maybe he's gone. Maybe he's gone. Maybe he's gone. Maybe he's gone. Maybe it's an illusion that I'm his mother. Maybe it's an illusion that I'm anything. And Krishna saw his mother developing spiritual understanding. The understanding that beyond this the apparent reality there is a different reality.
Kako ona razvija to razumijevanje da se pored te stvarnosti koju može vidjeti ima neka druga stvarnost. A on nije želio
ljubav. He wanted the love of his mother.
On je želio ljubav svoje majke.
And he knew, if I show her now my universal form, I will ruin this. She will develop a respectful distance. Oh my God.
I znao je, ako joj pokažem te univerzume, onda će ona da ima tu zadršku, da mu se moli kao svešnji gospodine.
So by his yoga maya energy, a cat came.
I zahvaljujući yoga maya energiji, došla je mačka.
And Krishna pretended he heard that sound and he was afraid and started to cry.
I Krishna se počeo pretvarati kako je čuo taj zvuk i da se uplašio i počeo da plače.
Oh, Mother Yashoda had seen the universal form in that boy.
I majka još ovdje je vidjela taj univerzalni oblik u svome sinu.
But now she saw a little boy afraid of the crying of a cat. And the motherly affection. So searched back into her, and she took Krishna on the lap and said, "Everything is all right. This is a bad day."
Kada je tu pred sobom vidjela dječaka koji se bojao i plakao i trljao oči, onda su majčinska osjećanja ponovo navrla u njeno srce, onda je uzela Krišnu svoje krilo i zagrlja i počela govoriti, nema ništa da briniš, ovo je samo loš dan.
So Vishvanatha Chakravarti Thakur uses this as an example to show how also in a devotee's life sometimes all the material universe and the conditionings become visible.
I Vishvanatha Chakravarti Thakur koristi ovaj primjer da kaže kako ponekad u životu bhakte sve njegove materijalne uslovljenosti postaju vidljive.
And the devotee understands I'm helpless. The material energy is so strong, stronger than I am.
I taj, kako bhakta razmišlja, ali materijalne vezanosti tako jako, puno jače od mene.
And then the devotee transfer the turning point.
I tada se bhakta okreće ka toj prekretnici.
Look for Krishna. This is what I wanted to tell you.
To je ono što sam želio da vam kažem.
May you all come to the turning point.
Želim vam svima da dođete do te prekretnice. Ali ne da se okrenete nazad mami.
Mama is a Sanskrit and it means me and mine.
Mama isto tako na sanskritu znači ja i moje.
Yeah, the false conception of life.
Taj lažni koncept života.
Dobro. Now this was serious.
Like, ovo je bilo ozbiljno.
Now we will have time, we will have 3 minutes of pause.
Sada ćemo imati 3 minute pauze.
And then I will show you the slides from my home to Vrindavan. It's a totally unedited version. For serious devotees. On Tuesday I will show the edited version for the
public.
So let us prepare everything. Maybe we should have a little fresh air back here. What do you think?
Bagoli.